Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I do not agree with, and I drag them into the light. Okay, let me clarify this. I attack the issues that I personally don't agree with. If you do not agree with me attacking these issues, then, oh well, I'm sorry. Sorry, nigga. Today will be no different. We got a lot of crap to cover today. We're gonna be talking about that Texas scholarship charity that's only giving out money to white males. We're also gonna be talking about Libya. And also, the power of the written letter. How it's still better than even calling and even emailing and faxing. Yes, how it's even more powerful than that. So, let's get started with your moment of Zen. And, let me see, where is it? Ah, here it is.
Praise the Lord, Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm a thing of amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing grace. I want people to sing with me too. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You're with me.
moment of Zen. Yeah, first one I want to talk about is an Iraq War veteran, Kobe Bonahan, founded the Former Majority Association for Equality, a nonprofit group in San Marcos, Texas, that offers $500 scholarships to white males only. And you probably heard about this. This is like further trying to cause a division between the races, which, again, race is an illusion. There is no such thing as race. Yeah, there are people of different colors, but that doesn't make them a different race than you. I've screamed about this on the show on many, many, many occasions. I mean, basically, which is why I am so freaking, I could call a person a chink, I could say nigger on the show, without even blinking, because guess what, there is no such thing as race. There's really, this divide, this whole racism, hating people because of their different color is just stupid. And when you boil it down, if you really boil it down to its, to the nitty-gritty, no, to its most basic level, people really hate each other because at one point, there could have been a person who was black or white or Chinese or Asian, or Asian, you know, Jewish, whatever, that was a complete dick. And then whenever you come in contact with someone, you immediately remember that one person that was a dick to you. And that's really what it is. I mean, you know, I criticize black people all the time on this show. But what I'm really criticizing are the lazy people who just happen to be black. I criticize the people that bite off the system, and that's all they do is bite off the system. But anyways, I digress. In fact, that's another subject I want to get into later, I guess after this. Apparently, William Lake, the group's treasurer, who, like Bonahan, has a history of bad check charges, there's a scholarship out there for just about any demographic, except this one. We realize it's for a good reason this is a touchy subject. I'm personally not saying that this isn't a scumbag thing to do. Any group that's ethnic-centric or just caters to one ethnic group, any group that claims that they're trying to make a change, make a difference, and they only focus on blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, you ain't gonna change nothing. What you're basically trying to say is, well, we need to give this one group, excuse me, we need to give this one group preferential treatment because they're the master race. Let's not pussyfoot around the situation. That's exactly what you're doing when you make a racial-centric charities or organizations. You're basically saying that this group needs help because, you know what, all the other groups are so fucked up that if we help this one group, it's going to make the world a better place. You know who thought like that? Hitler. Hitler thought like that, you know, with the blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, Aryan nation crap, you know? We thought he was a bad guy for doing that. Basically, the Nazi Party was one big-ass, nationalistic, racist-centric freaking charity for the advancement of white racist people, thinking that they're the master race, that the whole world is fucked up because there were different people of ethnicities and colors and shit like that. Well, in their country. So, I mean, so let's really think about this. Anyways, in fact, this ended up on MSNBC. MSNBC said had Bonahan on, and he was getting bitched out by some African American studies professor at Columbia University today. This is what MSNBC said, took to task a Texas student who is organizing organizing scholarship exclusively for white men. Mark Lamont Hill on MSNBC told Kobe Bonahan, who came up with the scholarship idea, that being white itself is a form of scholarship. I mean, at one point, yeah, you know what? They were the majority, and of course, at one point, that shit was gonna go for them. I mean, but that it ain't like that anymore. I see it's not like that anymore. In New York City, it ain't like that anymore. Just because you're white doesn't mean you get preferential treatment. In fact, it's the opposite. He said that white Americans have better access to healthcare, criminal justice, and housing, among other things. There's no need, he said. In fact, Hill called it a spectacle that we see every year with affirmative action bake sales, with now whites-only scholarship, which only draw attention to white folk who are becoming increasingly frustrated that the world is becoming a little more fair. You know what? Okay, let me break this apart here. See, again, I don't want to sound like I'm defending this stupid idea, because this is a stupid idea, and I'm going to make another point that's going to amaze you and stun you and, you know, throw you in the back of a car and arrest you and, you know, stuff like that, I guess. So anyways, Kev is in the chat room. Hi, Kev. Hey, Kevy, baby. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. How you doing? Back to this. The thing is, it's like, okay, so the way the economy is now, there's no such thing as poor white folk out there. There no such thing as people that are broke that are not getting a handout. So basically what he's saying is, just because they're white, they don't deserve a handout because apparently their ancestors or family members back in the day, or other white people back in the day, had it good. So if there are any poor white folk, oh, fuck them. That's basically what this black professor is saying. And that is a form of racism. That's racist right there, what he just said. Oh, well, white people had it good, so, you know, they don't deserve jack crap. Again, again, I'm not supporting any side of this because I think they're both stupid in their own right. Continuing this division, continuing this illusion of race, when there's no such thing as race, just perhaps the human race. It's not like it's, you know, us versus the aliens from Alien Nation, if anyone remembers that show. Alien Nation. And this goes, Bowman, Colby, we'll call him Colby. He came back with, first of all, I just want to thank him for pointing out the fact that white folk, his words, not mine, have no problem affording anything. Bonin responded, right after I'm done with this interview, I'm going to go to the bank and say, hey, I forgot I was Caucasian American. Can you please just go ahead and throw some money in my account, please? Yeah, no, and really he has a point there. Like, they're, what? Come on. Like, white people don't need help either? I mean, hell, they're Hispanics that need help. They're black people that need help. They're Asians that need help. They're all ethnic groups that need help nowadays trying to get by. So why? I mean, people are so quick to call people racist. This is reverse racism, basically, what's going on here. I mean, how about we start talking shit about the United Negro College Fund? Oh, shit. Let's start talking shit about the United Negro College Fund. Can we do that? Yes, the United Negro College Fund offers financial assistance to African-American students who would more than likely not be able to attend college without that help. Okay, so, hey, that's the same thing about this former Majority Association for Equality. You know, it's offers financial assistance to white American students who would more than likely not be able to attend college without the help. Without financial help. Okay, so one group is is, you know, for equality. One group is really helping the community, helping the world make a difference by offering money to, scholarship money to exclusively African Americans. Trust me, if I went to the United Negro College Fund today, I have a 3.8 GPA. They require a 2.5 GPA in order to qualify, in order to apply for this for the United Negro College Fund. Once they see my last name, they'd be like, you're not black. Yeah, but, you know, my descendants were. In fact,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The modern-day Puerto Ricans, get the hell out of the office. I wouldn't get nothing. In fact, they'll probably start making shit. Oh, well, you need to go start cleaning houses and shit. I mean, you look at black movies made by black people, especially black comedies and stuff. They'll have the Hispanic there either cutting the lawn or cooking or, you know, as a servant. And when they start talking Spanish in an argument, you'll see the black person go, you know, to shut them up. That's racist. Oh, no, but it's okay for them to do it. It's okay for them to deny people scholarships because they're not of the correct color or race. I mean, seriously, what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander. You know what I mean? You can't start criticizing one scholarship for being ethnic-centric if you're not going to criticize the other side, too, for doing the same thing. This is the hypocrisy that goes on in this country, hypocrisy that goes on everywhere. It goes on. I mean, oh, well, you can't do that, but I can. But if you do it, I'm going to criticize you. I'm going to throw you under the bus. It's that stupidity. Again, I mean, and check this out. The United Negro College Fund supports 39 historically black colleges and universities. Oh, so not only do you only give scholarships to black students, but you will only support black universities. Yet you're going to turn around and criticize... I mean, and the United Negro College Fund, they've been around for years. So they offer thousands of dollars, millions of dollars for African-American students to go to school. They're just giving $500. That's not even enough for one credit in a college nowadays. That ain't enough. Yet you want to criticize them, you want to make big news attacking them when the other side has been doing it longer and and they've been out there with it. But no, they get praised. They like, oh, yeah, you're helping the poor Negroes. You're helping them out. You know, you're helping them get a better position in life. But no. Again, I'm gonna keep hammering at this. I mean, come on, why is this okay? I mean, how many American blacks these days are forced to work on a plantation? How many black people are out there are forced to do anything nowadays? Slavery is done. And you got people that you know, I mean, and I've been on a radio show before, on Talk Show, another radio show, by this dude by the name of Jay Ryder. He's a socialist. So, I mean, he's an idiot to begin with. But, hold on, James Burns, we're all slaves now. We're all slaves now. So criticizing somebody else over going after race, and I just keep repeating myself. Just to summarize, there's a charity called the Former Majority Association for Equality. They're offering $500 scholarships to white males only. There's an uproar in the African American community, saying that the whites have had it for so good for so long that this is bullshit. That they shouldn't have this. Obvious racism. But then when you look at the United Negro College Fund, they only offer financial assistance to African American students, and they only support black colleges and universities, and apparently that's okay. So let's really bask in the hypocrisy of what's going on here. Again, I'm not supporting the United Negro College Fund or this whites only scholarship fund. I think it's all bollocks. It's all made for the continued division between the races, between the racists. Racist is an illusion. I keep saying race is an illusion. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as race. There isn't. We're all human beings, the human race. Again, it's not like we're being racist towards... Being racist would be hating the alien creatures that, you know, because shit pops out their mouth. And be like, hey, how you doing? I understand that. You know what? What's her name from Aliens? You know who was a big racist? Will Smith in that movie, Independence Day. He killed a whole race of aliens when he blew up that mothership. I mean, hell, he probably killed 6 billion aliens in Independence Day. And he was a hero. That's racism. I mean, yo, they're invading our shit, you know. Hell, the Earth is humans only, apparently. Only Earth creatures allowed. Only Earth-born creatures are allowed on Earth. Any aliens, get the fuck tits or get the fuck out. 4chan style. You know who was another freaking racist? You know who was a huge racist? In fact, almost there's a racist in every alien film. Freaking Ripley. Freaking Ripley and Aliens. That was a racist. Huge racist. He killed his own. Oh man. That was a huge. Oh, and Jeff Goldblum. I'm sorry. Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith are both racist. They killed 6 billion aliens in the mothership. Yeah. That's what you consider a racist. I mean, I don't think a human can mate with one of them alien creatures and make a baby. I don't think that's compatible. That's a difference. Yeah. Fucking idiots nowadays. Anyways, moving on. We leave you now with the sounds of Ed Bradley getting anally raped by Mario Lopez. Yeah, Casey's like, Hitler thinks Will Smith had a problem. Hitler had a fucking problem. Will Smith had a problem, man. It's like, why? Because they were... You see, they're going to kill each other. In fact, oh shit, I almost forgot. Oh wait, no, that's something else. Oh no, it doesn't. It applies, yay. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I picked up the Village Voice because they had this article that when I have time, I'm gonna read it and report on it tomorrow. Give my thoughts on it. I mean, this whole racial divide is the illusion. Not only is racism an illusion, like I keep saying, this whole thing, racism, is the plan of the New World Order. It is the plan to cause racism. The same way they created feminism to go up against, so men and women could fight, this racism, so that way people of different color and cultures could fight each other and not focus on the real issue. Fucking James Burns. James Burns says, Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Randy Quaid, mass murdering racists in the movie Independence Day. One of my favorite sci-fi films, might I add. I love that movie for some reason. Oh, yeah, no, I know why. Because we end up kicking their asses in the end. It's like, you know what? No matter what, no matter how big the technology is, human beings, when we finally come together, we can fuck them up. And guess what? There was not, they didn't go into a whole one world government type shit. It was every group, every nation, you know, they in their own sovereign planes. As soon as the Americans realized what to do, they sent the information, this is how you take down the motherships, fuck them up. They didn't get together and form a one-world government. It was like, all right, this is how you do it. Go fucking defend your own fucking country. Let's do this shit. And they worked together, yet they stayed sovereign. So anyways, another one, another way they're dividing nowadays, and you see this in the you see this in the news everywhere, is, of course, the whole the union issue. The unions are getting all uppity. You don't think this is being engineered to cause division? I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like unions. I hate unions because they're useless. They're not needed anymore. And they're really taking away money, and it's not free market. It's a socialist thing. But you have this cartoon called Slowpoke. I think you guys could like Google it. It's a Slowpoke comic strip. And here, as you hear, I got the newspaper going here. This is from the Village Voice. Some members of the working class just can't seem to bring themselves to sympathize with Wisconsin's public employees. And you have a woman screaming, "Why should you get to negotiate with your boss? I don't get to bargain with mine. Welcome to the real world." Yelling at a union worker. I mean, this is causing people to get upset and fight. So at the last page, you have the Koch brothers saying, "Ah, they turned against each other now. Excellent. Time to launch the Unions Hate You ad campaign." Yes, if you don't think this whole union thing is another way to get people to divide and fight each other. James goes, "Government union and government officials are on the same side. The people need to be siding against both these groups." Yes! Exactly. And you know what? And I keep stressing, the media is not asking the real questions. The media isn't asking the real questions. No one's asking where the fuck this money went. In fact, and they don't keep going. Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. Hell, I don't have access. I don't have access to see where the fuck all this money is going. I can only speculate and tell you what I think where the fucking money went, which I think it went to the Rothschilds. I think all that money went to the Rothschilds. Because that's how it was set up. Do your own research if you don't agree with me. Faggots. I made myself laugh for no reason. Excuse me. Damn. I'm feeling coffee today. Anyways, prepare for the United States Army to go into Libya to help with the revolution, to help with this revolt, which I truly believe was engineered, like every other revolution, to replace one dumbass with an even worse dumbass. And really, that's all that's going on is, you know, welcome the new dumbass, the same as the old dumbass. Probably even worse than the old dumbass. You know, these people are fighting so hard. They want freedom. They think they're getting freedom, but they're even getting worse off tyranny. So, congratulations, Egypt. Congratulations, Libya. Congratulations, Bahrain. Congratulations, Iran. Congratulations on winning your freedom and getting fucked in the ass even worse. Congrats. this is what we need to be careful with when the shit hits the fan over here. And if we're looking at, we care about the oil, not the people. Look, you know, and I really don't think it's about the oil either, because if it was about the oil, we would be, you know, the pumps would be getting, we would be getting less money. We wouldn't be having to pay $4 a gallon or $5 a gallon, whatever the devil it is now. In fact, let me see, gas prices. Okay, I'm going to go on gasbuddy.com, put in my zip code, 11216. Oh shit, now people know where I live. Come get me, faggots, if you wanna. Yeah, it's $3, and the lowest price is $3.29. That's the lowest price. We got, $3.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some 53 cents, 57, 359, 361, 63, 65, 380. Okay, well, here is the most expensive, 385 a gallon. And it's going to spike. It is going to spike when the summer comes because, you know, people use more energy to cool down, apparently. You know, people want to go out and have fun, have a blast. So, I'm kind of buzzed. It's all because this is how we do it. And, basically, let's go through the excuses that the U.S. is going to use to go in there. Excuse number one. We can't stand aside and watch Gaddafi kill his own people. Unless it's us killing our own people on September 11th, I guess. I mean, that's okay. It would just be for a humanitarian mission. Libya is torturing prisoners! Yeah. Yeah, we want to see how they do it. The Libyan rebels will not be able to take down Gaddafi without our help. I think they're doing pretty well. I mean, seriously, let the Libyan rebels do what they want. I mean, it's in our constitution that if this government goes out crazy, we're going to be the fucking rebels having to take them down. Once they step over their bounds. The U.S. interests are being threatened. Yeah, okay. Well, that was crossed off. That was crossed off because I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and he was angry that Obama said that. He doesn't want us to protect our American interests. Seriously, look. If you want to protect American interests, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar. Don't stick your nose in it. Be like, yo. We're minding our business, do what you guys gotta do, and we'll negotiate with the new government. This is just laziness. But, that's just the on-the-surface argument. Friggin'. Gaddafi has weapons of mass destruction! Yeah, okay. So do we. And if Gaddafi had weapons of mass destruction, his crazy ass would have did something long time ago. I don't think he's going to try to do any dumb shit. You know, Gaddafi don't got the balls to do it. The boy is crazy. He was trying to blame shit on freaking, he's blaming this whole thing on he was blaming it on Al-Qaeda. He wasn't blaming it on America. Dude, I think we're safe when the nutcase is pissed off over an organization that don't exist. Well, or unless he knows that the Al-Qaeda is really the United States. Shh, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Keep it quiet. Gotta keep that secret from him. Yes, Gaddafi has 100 metric tons of uranium and yellow cake. Well, what the fuck you... Shit. Again, I don't think he hasn't done anything yet for what? 20 years? 20 plus years? He's been relatively quiet. Freaking... And he even called freaking Obama his son. Shit, if any other man other than my father called me his son, I'm slapping the shit out of him. Or at least I'll be taking a flight to Libya. I'll be like, yo, Muammar, come out. What is it? Bam! I'm not your fucking son. And fucking hop on Air Force One and go home. And be like, yeah, I slapped the shit out of Muammar Gaddafi because the only person that could call me his son is my father, Barry Sotero. Oops, I mean... Lulu Sotero, I mean. That's the only man that could call me son. We got Miguelito up in the chat room. Wyandal. Next one is European energy companies are deeply invested in Libyan oil and gas fields. Well, then let the European energy company do shit about it. It's like, come on. It can't be up to the U.S. all the time. Billions of dollars worth of infrastructure will be destroyed if we don't intervene. Yeah, I don't see where that's our business either. How's that any of our fucking business? It's their country. If they fuck up their own country, guess what? They'll just sell some oil and fix the shit. Let Libyans fucking take care of Libya. Come on. Yeah, the crisis in Libya is bad for the global economy. You know what's bad for the global economy? Fucking fiat currency. I think that's even worse. So, go jerk off in your mouth. I mean, that's the real issue. The issues right there. What's next? This next one is, someone has to protect the oil. Yeah, let Libyans take care of Libya again. We got our own fucking oil. We got our own fucking oil that if these fucking crazy, environmental retards would freaking get off their asses and fucking think of how maybe come up with a safer way how to extract the oil instead of fucking just saying, no, you can't do that, you can't do that. How about you offer a fucking solution, you jackasses? Okay, hold on, we got, we care about the people of Libya, says James Burns. I think that's where he's trying to go with that joke. Number 14, the last one. We have to go into Libya to keep Al-Qaeda from getting a foothold. Really? Really? Yep. Yep, really. Again, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda! So, yeah, and this next one, and guess what? Remember that airstrike that we heard so much about that Muammar Gaddafi did? Guess what didn't happen? According to Russia Today, I mean, look, take this with a huge grain of salt because I don't trust Russia either. But here, take a listen to this.
Well, the reports of Libya mobilizing its air force against its own people spread quickly around the world. But Russia's military chief says that they've been monitoring from space. And the pictures tell a different story. Well, our chief, Irina Galushko, can tell us more on this now. Irina, what are they saying?
Well, Alex, at this point, we have information from Russia's joint staff who are saying that they have been monitoring the situation in Libya for from space via satellites since the beginning of the unrest in the country. And according to them, some of the reports made by the Western media are not entirely corresponding to the pictures that they are getting. To be more precise, according to Al Jazeera and to BBC, on the 22nd of February, Libyan government has inflicted airstrikes on Benghazi, the biggest city in the country, and on Tripoli. And according to Russia's military, they have not registered any of those airstrikes. According to them, the pictures show that nothing of that sort has been going on the ground. Now, if we also focus on the pictures, on the footage that we've been getting from the country, we may be able to notice that there are absolutely no signs of any destruction inflicted by attacks from air or by Libyan Air Force in those pictures. So at this point, Russia's military is saying that as far as they are concerned, they have not seen any attacks, so they can pretty much make a judgment that those attacks, which the Western media has been reporting on, have not been made. Also, Russian military is also working in very close cooperation with Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they're monitoring not just the military situation, not just Tripoli and other cities in Libya. They're also paying a very close attention to the oil extraction facilities, and they are keeping us up to date as to what is happening on the ground from space.
Okay, Irina, many thanks for the update. That was RT's Irina Galushka there reporting from Moscow on the Russian reaction to the Libyan conflict.
Yep. False flag, anyone? A little yellow journalism going on? Little something going on? You want to start lying? And, you know, you think you want to send some troops in and tell the world that this guy's a nutcase and killing his own people? You think that's a pretty good thing to do? Oh, man. And guess what? Some more crap from Libya. Libya's bankers exposed Goldman and JP Morgan and Citi. 10 days ago, this is from Zero Hedge. They looked into the Libyan Investment Authority, its sovereign wealth fund. They asked, which U.S. banks are managing billions for the $32 billion Libyan sovereign wealth fund? Based on WikiLeaks data, it was disclosed that various U.S. banks manage billions for the country, which has just seen $30 billion of its assets largely frozen, although this is merely half of its total deposits. Obviously, we had, they had some banks in mind, most of the variety whose directors believed they were above the law and can share inside information with criminal intent, with utter disdain for the law. Now, courtesy of Marcus Burnham of the Huffington Post, they found that the usual suspects are naturally all there. Among the key banks that serve as advisors and asset managers are Goldman Sachs. Citi and JP Morgan. The only question is now is how long before they get some sort of public statement out of the likes of Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon. On the 22nd, they said, perhaps it is time for the U.S. banks who manage billions in capital for the LIA to step up now that they have been exposed by a third party. The CEO should really take a hint before this escalates into a full-blown PR disaster. So, Huffington Post wrote, the secret Libyan Investment Authority has repeatedly invested hundreds of millions of dollars in Goldman Sachs asset management funds, including a loan fund designed to invest in new hedge funds set up by the Kuwait Investment Authority. Goldman Sachs already has a relationship with Libya in 2008. Goldman was the first U.S. bank to get a contract with the country following the removal of sanctions when it was hired by Libya's central bank to provide information on its behalf to credit rating agencies. A spokesperson for Goldman Sachs did not return calls seeking comment. The Libyan government, including the LIA, or Libyan Investment Authority, has also banked with Citigroup. According to several sources familiar with the matter, a spokesperson for Citigroup declined to comment on the bank's interactions with the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Asset Control, which is in charge of carrying out Obama's order regarding Libyan assets. J.P. Morgan Chase reportedly handles much of the Libyan Investment Authority's cash and some of Libyan central bank reserves. The summer after then-Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Gaddafi in 2008, the LIA gave the mandates to some of the international banks, including J.P. Morgan, to manage their funds in the interbank money markets, according to Vanity Fair. Yay. Yay. Why is it every bad shit that happens on this planet gets, goes back to, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Citibank, and AIG? Yeah. I'm surprised you don't see AIG up in here. Oh, man. And yet, here, and the hits keep on coming. excuse me. Some more crap going on, reported by the Wall Street Journal. Two U.S. warships with 1,200 Marines sent to the Libyan coast. Yay! How about that? First we're watching South Korea with their bullshit. We're over there. We're over in Libya. What's next? Oh, yeah, no. Oh, Costa Rica as well. We got people over there. I got an idea. I mean, I guess I'm an isolationist. I mean, not really. I mean, I kind of agree with Ron Paul. It's like, come on, let's just do business with these people. Make our money. Again, you don't want me as president because I'll be fist fighting world leaders. I would be like, you know what? Don't be hiding behind your fucking army. Let's bring it. We'll set up a fucking ring in front of the White House lawn. We'll have people watch. We'll fight. Whoever gets knocked the fuck out first. All right. What are your terms? Boom, boom, boom. You know, instead of wasting millions, trillions of dollars fighting a war for like 10 years, let's do it like that. I think that's a lot better. I mean, come on. It's so much easier to send a whole bunch of other Americans to fight your war. You know, it's a totally another thing to be like, you know what? I believe in this cause so much, I'm gonna fucking strap an AK and do it my damn self. Better yet, world leaders, you sell tickets. You know, whoever wins, they get that money to do whatever the fuck they want for their own country, and yeah. Because you're not going to stop people from being nonviolent. That's just how it is. That's just how humans are. But, you can change the way war is. I mean, the only time you really should fight a war is if you're getting invaded. If you're getting invaded and you want to kick some motherfuckers out. That's the only reason why you should really fight a war. Otherwise, if it's just a fucking dispute over, trade and sanctions and bullshit like that, or somebody says something bad about your mama, be like, you know what, President B was reported to sending a message to Vladimir Putin saying, "Arf, arf, get at me, son." Like, really? We already got sent them people over there to fucking Libya for what? Quit fucking with them people. Arf, arf, get at me, son. Anyways, this next article we got here. Next article we got going on here. You know, guys, if you want to call in, anybody want to call in? I mean, here's the number right here.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yep. Yeah. I just wanna make this announcement before I continue. Guys, I'm gonna be changing the time of the show soon, because I will be getting a job. A J-O-B. And, yeah, man. It's not gonna be for the government. Even though the industry I'm getting into is hugely government regulated. But here's the thing. You know, I mean, and that's just how it is by law. In order to do this, you have to basically, you know, send in your fucking fingerprints. It fucking pisses me off to no fucking end. I mean, but unfortunately, that's the only industry that's fucking hiring nowadays. So, I don't know when I'm gonna be available to do shit. So, there you go. Whoop, there it is. So with that, this next one is, Federal Reserve Bank is now looting private bank accounts to keep itself afloat. The Federal Reserve Board crime syndicate is, the end is truly near. Several wealthy Americans claim the feds froze their bank accounts and are stealing their money. In addition, Bush, Cheney, Clinton, cabal have called upon the 800,000 richest Americans to unite behind them. The freezing of many accounts may thus be a form of blackmail aimed at forcing cooperation. Meanwhile, the Gnostic faction has contracted a White Dragon Society to inform if they would continue topping other autocratic regimes in the Middle East and elsewhere. Sources in the MI6 and Japanese cabinet have confirmed this by saying that the Saudi regime will be taken down after the Libyan campaign ends. Syria is also on the hit list, they say. Yeah, because they need to control shit. They need to continue their fucking control. They're gonna be replacing it. They're going forward with their plans of a new world order. So there you go. This next and last article, and I'm gonna open it up to calls if you people want to call in. As you can hear, I'm starting to slow down. And arf arf, get at me, son. President B has said that Muammar Gaddafi is a faggot. And his mama drinks urine from yak penis. Arf, arf, get at me, son. Bernanke, rising oil prices pose threat to the economy. No, motherfucker. You know what caused a threat to the economy? Freaking over-regulating, over-regulating industries, so that way it's cheaper to go to a fucking other country, or the other thing is, what's bankrupting this country, what's a threat to this economy, is all these stupid-ass freaking social programs, all these redundant government agencies, all this government waste, that's a threat. Rising oil prices. Oh, we could fix that today. Again, these either just uncap the fucking oil wells that we got ready to go. We got our own oil that could last us 100 years. Even if this goes better yet, how's about you legalize the production of industrial hemp, so that way we can start making hemp diesel. How's about not killing the electric car? That's more efficient. Come on. That's a threat to the economy. The government itself is a threat to the economy. Not rising oil prices. Fucking oil prices is the Ponzi scheme in itself. Because, I mean, look, you could say, you could, you know, what affects the price of fucking oil? Really, what affects the price of oil? Just somebody's word of mouth. Oh, well, you know, because of this, we're going to raise the barrels about this much. You know. No. Everything runs on oil. You rise the price of oil, the price of bread goes up. You lower the price of oil, you know, come on. Come on. There's alternative energies out there. There's alternative freaking technologies that work already. In fact, I just saw this freaking video of some dude driving a car with a freaking magnetic engine. No emissions, nothing. What's the problem? Why do they outlaw this? Why? Because they don't want you to be independent. Look, I mean, how much better would the economy be if trucks ran on magnetic friggin' engines or hemp diesel and didn't... Better yet, if they didn't have to fuel up, if trucks didn't have to fuel up, and all they had to worry about is possibly the human factor, like, okay, well, we gotta pay for his lodging and shit. How much less would the price of milk be? But that's a whole nother issue. When it comes to trucking, because there are other factors. There are other factors besides gas that a lot of people don't hear about. You know, basically tolls. In New York City, to get into New York City is fucking expensive. You need to pay $8 to go into the tunnel, $10 to go over the Verrazano Bridge. Oh no, the Washington. Is it the Washington Bridge? I think it's the Washington Bridge. That's $10. To get in here. Not if you're a truck, it costs more. You have to take different routes, longer routes, because you can't just go where other cars go because you're a truck, and you know, all this over-regulation in the trucking industry. That's what drives prices of other products up. So it's not just the oil, it's all these other factors, but I mean, come on. We already have the answer to these problems. It's just that they don't want it to happen. So, I mean, this is a challenge I put out to people. Look, if you have these technologies and you know they work, do your best to start spreading it out. Do your best to make it easy. Even if it means you having to bust your ass. Because you know what? I was having this conversation with Benny Carnero today. And I've come to the realization that, yeah, shit is hard now, shit is almost impossible, but the only people that are going to succeed, the only people that are going to keep going, keep surviving, are the pests, are the perseverant motherfuckers out there that are going to keep hammering, keep going, one door closes, you fucking break down the wall. That's the only way you're going to make it. I mean, and that's what I've seen. I mean, because the shit that I had to go through in order for me to get close to going back to work, the fighting I had to do, and there were times I just wanted to give up. There were times I was just like, you know what, fuck this shit, I'll do it another way. But no, I was like, gotta keep going, gotta keep going, keep calling, emailing, pestering, bothering them to get what you want. And that's what you have to do. You just gotta have to keep hammering, freaking being a fucking pain in someone's ass, so that way they freaking open the door for you, or they just allow you to do shit. I mean, you might have to jump through a couple hoops, and you might have to fucking stand on your head, hold your breath, stamp loud, raise your voice, but the fact of the matter is, sweat gets shit done, and that's what it is to be an American, is fucking busting your balls and not being a lazy fuck and realizing that we are what's going on. We are the best of the best, and you know, no one can tell us no. We as Americans, no one can tell us no. No one can tell us what to do. And we will succeed. You put a fucking door, we'll break through the wall. You freaking put up a metal door, we'll freaking weld that shit. We'll melt a hole through that shit. You can't stop us. It's done. You know, this whole system, we know it's an illusion, and we will break through it. We'll break through anything. And we just got to realize that there is nothing we can't do. They charge us with bogus-ass charges. We fight them tooth and nail. We jump through those hoops. We will never give up, never surrender, never say never, never give up. Because you know what? You're not the problem. They are. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank Casey, Kevin, Christy, Miguel, Anon, 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 Anon.